Today's Shir in Masechta Tmur Daf Chavav. We will begin at the Mishnah, the bottom of Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hareza Tmur Sa'ala Tmur Shlomi. If somebody has in front of him, as Rashi explains, three animals, one is an Ola, one is a Shlomim, and one is an animal which is Chulin. And he makes a declaration, Hareza Tmur Sa'ala Tmur Shlomi, that this Chulin animal should be both a tmur of the oila and the shlamin. Hareza tmurus oila. The status of this animal is that it's a tmurus oila divrei Remeya. That is the opinion of Remeya. And even though, as we just said, Rashi says that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where he has these three animals in front of him, the Mefarshim explain, based on a Mishnah we will learn later in our Perek in Mitzvah Shem, that to say for a tmura to be effective, we don't have to have the animal right in front of him. But even if the animal, he has an oila and he has a shlamim in his possession, by saying hareza tmurus oila tmurus shlamim, it will also be considered a valid means of being a tmura. And the pashut shat in understanding the opinion of Remeya is, since an animal cannot be oila and a shlamim at the tmur of a oila and a tmur of the shlamim at the same time, so it is the opinion of Remeya that we follow his first statement, tfois lashon rishon, and it's considered a tmurus oila. We will see in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem soon that that is not the way Reb Yochanan understands the opinion of Remeya. I'm Reb Yossi, to which Reb Yossi comments, im lekach miskam tchila, if the person, when he made these statements, meant that it should be both a tmurus oila and a tmurus shlamim, but hoil the efshel lekroy shnei sham neimus kachas, it's just impossible to say two things at the exact same time. So he meant to say both tmurus oila and tmurus shlamim. He just couldn't say them both at the same time. Therefore, dvar kayam, and dvar kayamim explained the rishonim means that he should take this animal that has been designated both as a tmurus oila and as a tmurus shlamim, sell it, and half the proceeds should be used to bring a carbon oila, and half the proceeds should be used to bring a carbon shlamim. The Mefarshim interestingly point out that not only is the halacha that he has to take this new animal, wait for it to become balmum, and use it half and half, half for an oila and half for a shlamim, but the Mefarshim point out that it's critical that it's not, that it be done exactly that way. And let's say the person wants to add money towards his carbon oila, or add money towards his carbon shlamim, it would not be acceptable. However, says Rav Yossi, imish amat tmurus oila, after he designated as a tmurus oila, nimlach amat tmurus shlamim, he changed his mind and he meant that it should be a tmurus shlamim, Hareza Tmurus Oila. Then it will still be Tmurus Oila, because once you already designated it as a Tmurus Oila, you can no longer change your mind. And as the Mefarshim point out, we had a very similar statement made by Reb Yossi in the previous Mishnah. And in the last piece of Gemara we learned in our previous year, the Gemara said that the way to understand that statement is that there is no halacha of toich kedei dibur, and as we explained at the end of the shir, there's a machloikis rishonim how to understand what the Gemara meant. According to Rashi and Rambam, the Gemara meant that even though throughout halacha there's a concept of toich kedei dibur, kedibur dami, the halacha here is by kotshim we don't say toich kedei dibur, that would be the same halacha here. And according to Tosfos, we explain that the halacha of Toich Kedei Dibur does apply by Kotshim as it applies in other areas of halacha. But pshat in the Mishnah is that it's a shorter amount of time for the Toich Kedei Dibur. That will be pshat in our Mishnah as well. But the Mefarshim go on to explain that if that's the case, and the understanding of this last statement of the Mishnah is as it was at the understanding of the last statement of the previous Mishnah, So why does the Mishnah have to repeat it? If we already learned that the halach of Tarkdei Dibur, Rashi according to his pshat, Taisus according to his pshat, doesn't apply over here. So the Farshim explain that we would think that only in the previous Mishnah is it the halacha, that the halacha of Tarkdei Dibur doesn't apply, because he didn't do any Aveira. He was Magdish a carbon properly. But in our Mishnah, where he's doing an Aveira, we obviously are well aware that making a Temura is an Aveira, as was learned already in the first Mishnah of our Masechta. So maybe over here, the halacha of Tarkdei Dibur will apply, as it applies in all other areas of halacha. Teaches us our Mishnah that no, that here too the halacha of Tarkdei Dibur doesn't apply each rishon according to his understanding. Rav Chaim Oizer in the Shas of Tshuvas Achiezer says, why according to Rav Yossi, if it was clear that it was his intention from the beginning that it should be a Temurus Oila and a Temurus Shlomim, the halacha is that it becomes both, haven't we learned earlier in our Masechta, he asks, that a Temura becomes a Temura even if it was done by mistake? So why, if somebody made a mistake, still it's a valid Temura? So here too, even though he said Temurus Oila and Temurus Shlomim, and he meant for both of them to be chal, it should be no, the Temurus Oila should be effective anyway, it should be no worse than a Temura Betos. So the Achiezer answers, because if somebody said only Temurus Oila, even though he meant to say, let's say, Temurus Shlomim, the halacha of Temura tells us to look at his entire statement. And since his entire statement was only Temuras Oila, we treat it as a Temurus Oila. Whereas over here, where he said Temurus Oila and Temurus Shlomim, since he said both, so the halacha of Temura Betos doesn't tell us to ignore statements made. And therefore, since it doesn't say to ignore statements made, says Rav Yossi, if it was his intention that it should be both a Temurus Oila and a Temurus Shlomim, indeed it will be both a Temurus Oila and a Temurus Shlomim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rav Yochan, Hakamoidim, there is no machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Bo'aymer tokel zev after tach tokel zev. There is somebody says Temurus Oila, Temurus Shlomim, and he meant that first it should be a Temurus Oila, and then it should be a Temurus Shlomim. The halacha is the behalf of the we follow his first statement. His first statement was that it should be a Temurus Oila, and as Rashi and the other Mefarshim explain, since it became a Temurus Oila, we say the concept of Poshta Kedusha Bekula, and it's considered completely a Temurus Oila. The behalf of the Lashon Rishon. If, on the other hand, the person's statement was like Tochel Zeh, that it shouldn't be a Temurus Oila unless it's also a Temurus Shlomim, Tavai Kachi, then it will have the din of a Temurus Oila and a Temurus Shlomim, which, as we explained in the Mishnah, the halacha will be that we sell the animal, half the proceeds for an oil and half the proceeds for a Shlomim. Loi lechaku, the machloikis of Rameya Rav Yossi, says Rav Yochanan, is Ela Kigay Mishnah Seinu, is limited to the case that was mentioned in our Mishnah. Dama Temurus Oila Temurus Shlomim. The person used the words Temurus Oila and Temurus Shlomim. Rameya Sava, it is the opinion of Rameya, Midel Havel Amein with Temurus Oila Shlomim. He could have said Temurus Oila Vishlomim. By saying Temurus Oila Temurus Shlomim, the Omar Temurus Oila Temurus Shlomim, he obviously meant to say Havle Koimer Tokel Zeh Vakak Tokel Zeh. He meant to say first it should be a Temurus Oila and then it should be a Temurus Shlomim. And we just learned that if somebody says that kind of a language, everybody agrees that it will only be a Temurus Oila. Rav Yossi Sover, I am a Temurus Oila v'Shlomim. The person deliberately did not say the word in Temurus Oila v'Shlomim. Because if he would have said that wording, he knows hava mina kedusha v'ena kareva. He knows that the animal cannot be brought as a carbon. He knows that what has to be done with that animal, it has to be left to be sold, as we just explained. So he thought, by using the words t'murus oyla v'tmur shlomim, that that will avoid that problem, and that by using the words t'murus oyla v'tmur shlomim, the actual animal will be able to be brought as a carbon. So it's not that he chose to say t'murus oyla v'tmur shlomim, because he meant to say, as Rameya just said a moment ago, tochel zev akach tochel zev. That wasn't his intention by using this kind of language. His intention by using this kind of language was to try to say a language, which even though he's wrong, explained all the Mefarshim, that he'll actually be able to bring the Temura animal. That's why the halacha is, says Reb Yossi, that he meant that both of them should be chal, and since he meant that both of them should be chal, they're both chal, and we sell half and half. So, as all the Mefarshim point out, and we mentioned it briefly in the Mishnah, the Gemara Masechta Zvachim says that when somebody, the Pshat Rameya, is if somebody said Temuras Oyla v'Temuras Shlomim, he means to say, Rameya holds that it's Temuras Oyla because we say Tfois Lashon Rishon. We follow his first statement. Now, we have a whole new explanation in Rameya. And according to Rav Yochanan's understanding of Rameya, Rameya in our Mishnah has nothing to do with the concept of Tfois Lashon Rishon. Rather, Pshat in Rameya in our Mishnah is very different. Pshat in Rameya is because we have to define what he means. So, sometimes, if he said Tokel Zev Akak Tokel Zev, certainly only the first one is going to be effective. If he said explicitly both should be effective, both would be effective. And Pshat in our Mishnah is because he used the words Temuras Oyla, Temur Shlomim, instead of saying Temuras Oyla Vishlomim, it's an indication that he meant Tokel Zev Akach Tokel Zev. And since it's an indication that he meant Tokel Zev Akach Tokel Zev, that's why it's an Oyla. So it has nothing to do with the traditional explanation of Rameya of Tfois Lashon Rishon. Continue the Gemara. Tanu Rabban, we learned in a Braisa. Ha'omer, Behema zu chetzi tumuras oyla v'chetzi tumuras shlomim. He said regarding an animal that it should be half a tumuras oyla and half a tumuras shlomim. Kula tikrif oyla div Rameya. So Rameya's opinion is that it should be brought as an oyla. Because we say that since it was tochel zeh v'akach tochel zeh, and therefore it's first an oyla, and it can no longer be a shlomim. Ask Tosfos, according to the explanation that Rabbi Yochanan just gave us, that what was pshat in Rameya in our Mishnah? That the person, instead of using the language of Temuras oyla v'shlomim, used the wording Temuras oyla v'tmur shlomim. He used the word Temur twice. That was an indication we learned in the Mishnah that he meant that it should first be an oyla and then a shlomim, and that's why Rameya said it meant Temuras oyla. That's why it's considered completely a Temuras oyla, because he could have used another language. But in this Gemara, again, if we're following Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, as Tosfos, that has nothing to do with the traditional explanation of Tfois Lashon Rishon, he couldn't have used different wording. So since he couldn't have used different wording, why do we say that he meant Tochel Zeh? Maybe he meant that both should be chal. So Tosfos answers, in a case where somebody said Temuras oyla v'shlomim, so those two statements are contradictory. It can't be a Temuras oyla and a Temuras shlomim at the same time. So we need to begin to define what he meant. So once we begin to define what he meant, so the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said, there's a nafkamina what language he used. If he used the language Temuras oyla v'shlomim, not using the word Temura twice, we say he meant tochel shneim. If he said Temuras oyla v'temura shlomim, he meant tochel zev akach tochel zev. But here, The wording of Chatzia Temuris Oyla to Chatzia Temuris Shlomim, there's no contradiction between the words. What he meant, because it could be a Chatzia Oyla or Chatzia Shlomim. And here, it's clear that what he meant was that it should be first an Oyla and afterwards a Chatzis. But Ramei Lishitasoi, once it's completely an Oyla, it's an Oyla first, he says the concept of Poshta Kedusha Bekula, and if it's Poshta Kedusha Bekula, then it's going to be only an Oyla and not a Chatzis. The Chacham Maimer, but the opinion of the Chachamim is, the Chacham's opinion is that Tirach, the staff, we let it wait till it becomes Bamum, V'timacher, and we sell it, V'yavah B'demei Chatzi Temuris Oyla, or B'demei Chatzi Temuris Shlomim, half of it should be bought of an oila, half the proceeds should be used for an oila, and half the proceeds should be used for a shlomen. Om Rav Yossi, says Rav Yossi, im lekach niskaven tchila, if that was his intent from the outset, however yesh l'hoitzi shnei shemes kachas, you can't say oila and shlomen at the exact same time, dvarach kayomim. However, I saw that the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Likutei Halachos points out that even according to Rav Yossi, if he said this language, and Rav Yossi is telling us both in the Mishnah and the Gemara that both will be chal, Rav Yossi's opinion says the Chafetz Chaim is only when he did not wait kedei dibur between the two statements. But if he took time between the two statements, even Rav Yossi will agree that we follow the first statement, and it's only a Temuris Oyla, not a Temuris Shlomim. Furthermore, Tosfos points out that even though normally we say that you can't make a Temura only on part of an animal, we've learned that in the Mishnayos earlier in our Masechta, and here he's saying Chatzia Oyla, Temura Chatzia Oyla, how could it be a Temura on a half an animal? So Swamp Shot Tosfos says that Ramei will disagree, that the Shittas here will disagree, or another Pshat is that since he made a tchetzio, it's not just a half, it's just not an aver of the animal, but it's the entire half of an animal, everybody will agree that that's a valid tmura. But ask the Gemara, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, aren't Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan saying the exact same thing? Answer the Gemara, indeed. We're not to understand that this braisa is teaching us that there's a three-way machloikis, rather, kula Rabbi Yossi k'tana lo. The opinion of the Rabbanan cited in this braisa actually is Rav Yossi's opinion. Tani idach, continues the Gemara. We learned another braisa. Behema chetzia oila v'chetzia chatas. Somebody said regarding an animal, half of it should be an oila. Here we're not speaking, at least according to Rashi's pshat, about a tmura. We're speaking about, he says, regarding an animal. Half of it should be an oil and half of it should be a chattis. Ticker of oil of the Ramei. So Ramei, according to his opinion, says that the animal, he meant to say it should be an oil and then a chattis. And since he meant it should be an oil first, posh to kedusha bekula, and once it's posh to kedusha bekula, it's an oil and not a chattis. Rav Yossi's opinion is that, again, Rav Yossi consistent with his opinion, he meant that both kedushas should be chal, and since both kedushas should be chal, he just said it this way because you can only say one word out of your mouth at a time, so it has in it both a oil and a chatas. And the way Rashi explains the halacha is that you can only bring a carbon chatas if you're mechuyev, if you're obligated to bring a carbon chatas. But here we're referring to an individual who is not mechuyev to bring a carbon chatas. So this remains like a chatos shekipru baleho, that a chatos shekipru baleho we've learned many times, lemisa azla. And according to Rav Yossi, half this animal is a chatos, and since half this animal is a chatos, that there is no chiv to bring, it's like chatos shekipru baleho. Because let's think about it. What is the definition of a chatos shekipru baleho? Chatos shekipru baleho means that the owner already had a kapara with another animal. So certainly, if the owner had a kapara with another animal, it's mesa. Then a person who never had a chiv in the first place, the halacha is that that chatos lemisa azla, that chatos is left to die, and since that chatos lemisa azla is left to die, this animal that's partially karma chatos has to go to death. Tosfos finds Rashi's opinion difficult to understand, because Tosfos says, just like we said that the Gemara says in Masechet Nedarim, says Tosfos, that just like we just said that somebody who is not mechuyev in a karma chatos cannot bring a karma chatos as a nedava, his designation of an animal as a karma chatos when he's not mechuyev at karma chatos is a meaningless designation. So why would Rabbi Yossi consider this designation valid, that it should be considered a partial chatos? And therefore, Tosfos, because of this question, says that the designation was chatzia oila, the chatzia tumuris chatos. The Rambam, again, presumably because of this question, has a different pshat in our Gemara. The Rambam says the pshat of the Gemara here is that this person was indeed mechuyev in a karban chatos. But a person who's mechuyev in a karban chatos has to bring an entire animal as a karban chatos, not just part of an animal as a karban chatos, and that's why this designation is considered a meaning, that's why this designation is not a valid designation, because he's mechuyev in a whole carbon, not just in a part, not just in a partial carbon. So how do we defend Rashi's pshat? That this person's designation of a carbon chatos should be a valid designation, even though Rashi is explaining that our Gemara here is referring to an individual who wasn't mechuyev in a carbon chatos at all. Says Sayyidim Mefarshim, a very interesting shot. That even Rashi, that even though the halacha is that somebody who's not mechuyev in a karma chatos cannot bring a karma chatos, the halacha is that if he wants to designate the animal should have on it a kedushas karma chatos, that designation is a valid designation. And that's why over here Rashi will hold that even though this person is not mechuyev in carbon chatos, and it can't be makriv it as a carbon chatos, it can be chal on it a kedusha of a carbon chatos. And actually, the Mefarshim used this concept that we just said in defending Rashi's pshat regarding a question that is discussed. We've mentioned it earlier. People who say kabonis before the tefillah in the morning, so the issue that comes up is that by every carbon, you could say she'im nischayafti carbon oila, that if I am obligated to bring carbon oila, so my saying the parasha of the carbon oila should be as if I brought it. And the same is said regarding the various other parashias that are stated in the carbonis. But by chatos, as we just learned, one can't donate a carbon chatos. So how could you say rosin, kilu prafti chatos? And that's why many say the lashon she'im nischayafti chatos. By oila, by other kabbonis, you could say kilu prafti oila, kilu prafti shlomim. The chatos you're supposed to say she'im nischayafti chatos, that if I'm obligated to bring a chatos, harezeh, this should be considered kilu prafti chatos, as if I brought a carbon chatos. Say the Mefarshim, that now that Rashi has, that the way we've defended Rashi's pshat, now we're learning that you could say a kedusha on a carbon chatos, even though you're not obligated to bring that carbon chatos. So it's not so difficult how we say the parashas chatos in the morning, even though we're referring to an individual who's not mechuyev to bring a carbon chatos. B'shavin, continues the Braisa, but everybody is in agreement. The person first said chatos and then oil shatons. Shavimani, whose opinion does this represent? Remeya. Because even though Remeya said that we always go after his first statement, and therefore if he said oil and then he said chatos, so we follow his first statement, it becomes an oil. But if he said chatos and then oil, so it'll be a chatos. And again, following Rashi's pshat, we're referring here to an individual who's not mechuyev a carbon chatos, and since he's not mechuyev a carbon chatos, therefore his statement of a chatos cannot be valid. Ask the Marpshita. Isn't that obvious understanding? Answers the Gemara. Ma de tema, were the Brisa not to tell us this halacha, we would say, Ilav dav shminin, hava min atam de Rameya, the explanation of Rameya's pshat, is lav mishum tfois lashem rishon. And again, not the traditional definition of tfois lashem rishon, but as Rabbi Eichmann says, posh de bakula. But we would say, haila hainatama, that we would say there's a whole new explanation in Rameya. Why Rameya holds, if somebody said, Chatzia oilo v'chatzia chatos, it's brought as a carbon oilo, because he's going to hold that chatos murevis kraven, which means as follows, that even though, as we're learning, somebody who's not mechuyev in a carbon chatos cannot bring a carbon chatos, as we said earlier, it's in the category of a chatos shekipur v'leo, that the halacha is that a chatos shekipur v'leo is tomus. Here, the halacha will be that since the animal has in it a combination of oil and chatos, therefore, since it has in it this combination of oil and chatos, there is no halacha of tomus, rather it could be brought as a carbon oil. And therefore, if that is the case, that if he first said chatos and then oil, still the same halacha will be that's kreva, because the halacha will be a kosher mayor, that any animal that has in it a combination of both oil and chatos is treated as a carbon oil, and therefore makes no difference if he said oil first or he said chatos first. That's why the Braisa has to teach us the law, that that's not the explanation of Rameya's opinion. Rather, the explanation of Rameya's opinion is that we always look at his first statement. Because once we say his first statement, we say he meant tochelzeh, vakach tochelzeh, poshta kedusha bakula. And therefore, if he said oila first, it becomes completely an oila. Whereas if he said, and it's brought as indeed as a carbon oila. But if he said chatos first, it becomes completely a carbon chatos. And since it becomes completely a carbon chatos, that's why, and he's a person, as we explained, that's not mechuyev in a carbon chatos, the halacha is tomus. Tanyiduch. So tomorrow we learned in another braisa. Omar. If a person said behemazu chetzi oilo v'chetzi shlamim, if the person said that half the animal should be an oilo and half the animal should be a shlamim, kedusha, it's kadosh v'en a kreva, but it cannot be actually bought, because since it has in it the kedusha of an oilo and a shlamim, so you can't bring it down as an oilo nor as a shlamim, rather it's sold and its proceeds are sold off half for oilo and half for shlamim, oisa tmura, but it has the ability to make another animal into a tmura for it, utmurasa kiyotzba, and its tmura will be treated like the original animal. Ask the Gemara, Mani, whose opinion does this reflect? Obviously it reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rameyer, once we say chetz ya'oila, so it becomes completely an oila. Only Rabbi Yossi takes into consideration both statements. So pshita. So since Rabbi Yossi takes into consideration both statements, and he made a statement that it should be an oila, and he made a statement that it should be a chatas, so obviously kedusha and a kreva, because an animal can't be both an oila and a chatos and a shlamim at the same time. Answers the Gemara. The chiddush is not regarding the original animal. The chiddush, according to Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara, is tmurasa yitzchukalei, in the halacha of the tmura. The ma'ad etema, ne'ad ihiloi karva, that the animal itself can't be brought, because an animal can't be both an oil and a shlamim at the exact same time. However, tmurasa ta'ikrif, that the tmura could be brought, kamash malam, that the tmura cannot be brought. So the question that the Mefarshim ask is, how can we say that the tmura will be brought as a carbon? If it's a tmura both of an oil and a shlamim, so just like I have a problem on the original animal, shouldn't I have the same problem on the tmura? So the Mefarshim explained that what the person meant was that the Temura, either it should be a Temura on the half that's an Oila, and then it's considered a Temura's Oila, or he meant it should be a Temura on the half that's a Shlamim, and it's going to be considered a completely a Temura Shlamim. But this question, continued the Mefarshim, still remains. It could be either way, so what will it be? So Mefarshim say, it'll depend on how you actually offer, how actually you're makriv the Temura. If you're makriv it as an Oila, it'll be obviously a Temura's Oila. If you'll offer it as a Shlamim, it'll be a Temura Shlamim, and it'll rely on the concept of Breira, which tells us the retroactively will know what you meant. But the Mefarshim ask, that don't we normally paskin ain't Breira? So how does the Gemara want to rely on Breira here? So some Mefarshim say, obviously, that this Gemara is going according to the opinion that holds Yesh Breira. Another explanation I saw, a very nice explanation, that even if we hold Ein Breira, if the person at the beginning of his designation says that we'll rely on what actually happens to define what to do, then everybody agrees to the concept of Breira. And that exactly what the Gemara means over here. That the person says that since this Temura can either be brought as an Oilo or a Shlamim, when I actually bring it either as a Temura or as a Shlamim, whatever I do, that action should retroactively show what I meant. And there everybody will agree that we say Breira. Kamash Malon. That's why the Bryce has to say that we don't say that the Temura can be offered. Maishna Hidalai Karva. Because the original animal cannot be brought. Dablai Kedusha Kedusha, because an animal, as we keep on explaining, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, cannot be both an oil and a shlamin. Temurasoi, so the temura of this animal, Nami Mikoya Kedusha Dechuya Kasya, is emanating from a rejected Kedusha, and since it's emanating from a rejected Kedusha, it cannot be treated with any Kedusha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so says Rabbi Yochanan further, Behemesh Shnei Shutfin, if somebody has an animal that's owned by both partners, and one partner, Higdish Chetzi Shaloi, was Magdish his half. V'chaz v'lokach Chetzi Acheres, and then after he was Magdish his first half, he bought out his partner, and he bought the other half, V'gdisha, and then he was Magdish it. V'alok is Kedusha and a Kreva. This animal could be brought, but it can't be Nikrav, because when he was Magdish the first half, you can't bring an animal that's only a half Kaddish. And here, as the Mefarshim say, we can't say Pash the Kedusha B'Kula after you buy the second half, because you only say Pash the Kedusha B'Kula when it's possible for the Kedusha to expand. Here, since I didn't own the second half, so we can't say Pash the Kedusha B'Kula. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yochanan, Oysa Temura, it can make Temura. And now, says the Miri, we understand why does the Gemara specifically use the case where I own this animal together with somebody else. First I was Magdish my half, then I bought my partner out and was Magdish the second half. Why can't we just learn easier that I was Magdish my half and my partner then was Magdish his half? Because Mefarshim explained, then certainly it wouldn't be able to make a Temura, because it would be a Behemus HaShutfim. And Behemus HaShutfim, we don't allow for a Temura, as we learned many times in our Masechta. The Mefarshim go on to also discuss that we don't say, as we just said a moment ago, Pash the Kedusha B'Kula. Even though the Gemara Masechta Gittin discusses a situation where there was a woman who was a Chetzi Shifya v'Chetzi Bas Chayrin, and somebody was Mekadosh that woman, and then the other half of the woman was freed, and now she's completely a Bas Chayrin, we say, the Gemara says, the Gemara Masechta Gittin on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis discusses, do we say that she's automatically completely mukadeshes. So why over there do we say she's completely mukadeshes? Why don't we say the same thing over here, that it should be posh the kedusha the kula? So Tosfos answers that there's a difference between kedusha isha and kachim, because by kedusha isha, it's impossible that a woman should remain chatzim kedushas. So therefore, as soon as it's possible, we say the kedushin spreads. An animal is possible to be partially kaddish, and therefore, even though by kedusha we say it completely spreads, it doesn't mean the same over here. Another text that I saw is that by the kedushin, the person really intended to be mekadosh the entire woman. The fact that she's a chatzi beis chayrin prevented that from happening. So as soon as that problem, so to speak, is resolved, so she's pashta the kedusha bekula. Here, the reason the hegdish wasn't on the entire animal wasn't because there was some sort of a problem preventing it from happening. It's because I didn't own the other half, and since it didn't own the other, I didn't own the other half. Therefore, we don't say automatically posh the kedusha bekula. Another pshat, which is very relevant to the words that we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, is that here obviously we're referring to a kedusha stomim only, and by kedusha stomim, we don't say posh the kedusha bekula. We only say posh the kedusha bekula by kedusha saguf. So we said that this animal is kedusha v'nekroiva, oisa tamura, it'll make a tamura. The tamura sukiyotzba, since the original animal, as we just explained, can't be brought as a carbon because when you originally magdish it, you only magdish half. Similarly, will be the halacha to its tamura. Says Gemara, based on this halacha, we can learn three dinim. There's a concept throughout Shas of dichui, of something becoming rejected, and certainly applies by Kabbalists as well. Here we see, says the Gemara, that since this original animal only had a kedusha stomim, because, as we keep on repeating, I only own half of the animal, so since it only had a kedusha stomim, and even though it only had a kedusha stomim, still the halacha is that we apply the concept of dichud. But there's an interesting machlokes achronim between Rav Chaim Oizer and the Brisker Rav. What does the Gemara mean here that it only had a kedushas domen? The Rav Chaim Oizer takes the Gemara at face value, that since I was only able to be magdish half the animal, therefore it only has a kedushas domen, and as the halacha is by something that has only a kedushas domen, you could be poided even when it's not a balmum. You don't have to wait for it to be a balmum. The Brisker Rav, however, says that since the half that I was magdish, I made a complete hegdish. So certainly on that half, it has a full-fledged kedusha saguf. The reason, says the Brisker Rav, the Gemara calls it a kedusha stomim, is because it can't be put on the mizbeach, because I only was able to be magdish half of it. And therefore, the Brisker Rav says that the half that I was magdish had on it a full-fledged kedusha saguf, and just like the halacha always is, and we'll speak about this more now, besechta still, that an animal that has on it a kedusha saguf, you can't be poida until it becomes a balmum, this animal will have the same halacha. Furthermore, the shmamino bal chayim nidochim. There's a question throughout Shas, if the did of dichui applies by Baal Chaim. From here we see that even animals are subject to the halacha of dichui. The Shmamina, furthermore, we see dichui mikara, if something was dochi from the first minute, the halacha is that it's considered dochi. Because there's an argument that the definition of dochi means only if it was once acceptable and then became rejected. Whereas here we're referring to a situation that it was rejected from the beginning. And the halacha here is that even though it was rejected from the beginning, we do apply the concept of dichui. So ask Tosfos, what is really the difference between what the Gemara just said of dochi mikoroi and something that had kedushas domin? Isn't it, if it's dochi mikoroi, then it's obviously only had a kedushas domin. So isn't this saying the same thing twice?
So Tosfos answers that it is possible to have something that's dochi mikaroi and still have a kedushas haguf. What is the case? The halacha says Tosfos is that somebody who's a mumer can't bring kabbonis. And the explanation is, if he's still a mumer, the point of a carbon represents tshuva. This person who's still a mumer, obviously is not interested in doing tshuva. But still, his carbon that he designates has a kedushas haguf. He's a full-fledged Jew and has the ability to make kabbonis kedushas haguf. So that's going to be a case where it's dochi mikaroi, but has a kedushas haguf. The first case was where it had only kedushas tamei. Amar Abaye, continues the Gemara. Hakamoydim heichadam mechetzi oil mechetzi ma'isa. If somebody had an animal and he said half of it should be designated as an oil and half of it should be designated as ma'iser, derakol oil kreva. It's going to be considered an oil. Why? So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is because you can't designate an animal as a ma'iser. Ma'iser behema only becomes, as we learned previously, through the procedure of making an animal ma'isa behema. And here, that's not what he did, and therefore, we certainly, everybody will agree that he meant that it should be an oila. And in fact, the Mefarshim point out that even if he would have said tamuras ma'isa, and then chetzi ma'isa v'chetzi oila, it doesn't make a difference, since ma'isa isn't applicable in such a situation, we say he meant oila. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's pshat, because Rashi says, how could one make a ma'aser if he's not counting animals? And because of that, Tosfos says that the Gemara here is referring to a situation where a person is already in middle counting animals, but he didn't get up to the 10th animal.
Furthermore, says the Gemara, Hecha, the Amma, Chetzi Tumur, Chetzi Ma'aser.
So as the Mefarshim point out, there are deficiencies in both of his statements. They're both flawed statements. The tamura has a flaw because it's not a tamura of another animal here. There is no other animal here that he's making a tamura. And the ma'aser has, again, following Rashi's pshat, that there, he's not a mill of counting animals. So they're both flawed statements. So what will be the halacha? Do we say tamura kreva, she came to heaven to call a kachim, that the tamura statement is the strongest statement, because tamura is applicable by all kachim, or the ma'isa kreva, or maybe the ma'isa is the strongest statement, she came magdish l'fon of alakra. We find a very unique din by ma'isa. The ma'isa, as we've learned, you can make even your 9th and your 11th animal if you got confused that they're all considered ma'isa. And since ma'isa has that chumrah, maybe the halacha is that the ma'aser is a stronger statement, albeit a flawed statement. And the Gemara remains with a title. If somebody uses the word, says the Mishnah, harezu tachazu, tamurazu, chalifazu, if he uses any of these languages, the halacha is harezu tamura, it's considered a tamura. If he ever used the word muchalela sazeh, and it's a tamura, then it's not considered a wording of tamura. However, if somebody had an animal that's a balmum, a hekdish animal that's a balmum, and the halacha is, as we just said a few moments ago, that if somebody says, somebody has an animal that's a hekdish animal that's balmum, you can be poided, and he said such language, hareza muchulelis azu, so the halacha is yotz l'chulin. So then we say that the first animal is no longer hegdish, but the second animal is hegdish. However, mitzar klas is tamim. Let's say the second animal is worth less than the first animal. We have to pay hegdish the difference in value because we don't want hegdish cheated. Ask the Gemara. So the Mishnah began with the words tachas, meaning a wording of tamura. Lememra, the tachas lishna tfusihu. Does tachas mean a wording of tamura? Verminu, it says in the Braisa, kotcha bedekabais. When somebody asks kotcha bedekabais, amr chalifazu, tamurazu, if somebody used the word chalifa tamura, loyamaklum.
because as we've learned many times, you can't make a tamura on kosher by the kabayis. If you use the words tachazu, mukhalalos azu, dvar kiyomim. So we see that the word tachas doesn't necessarily mean tamura, because were it to mean tamura, why would it be effective by kosher by the kabayis? Visatadatach lishna netfusehu, maishna reisha maishna seifa. Just like in the Reisha, when you use the word tamura, it's ineffective because it's kosher by the kabayis, so should be the seifa. Amr Abaya responds Abaya, Tachas machs lo loshen atfusi, loshen achuli. It carries in it both meanings. Lishna atfusi, it has in it the meaning of tamura. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, v'im tachteh tamen averes. Then the pasuk is referring to a tsuras, and the pasuk says that when the kohen comes to examine, it says the same. So we see tamura, that's the same like tamura, that it stays kadosh. Dachuli, but it also means a lashon of redemption. The ksiv, tachas hamechoshes of Yazov. The pasuk in Yeshaya, where Kadosh Baruch Hu promises Klal Yisrael that he's going to bring them gold to replace the copper that was stolen by them, from them by the nations of the world. Vilkach. So now, we see that the word tachas can carry with it both meanings. Gabit kotshim, the avin tamura. By kotshim is back where tamura is possible. So we say, when he used the word tachas, he meant it to be a tamura. Gabit kotshim by the kabayis. But when we speak about kotshim by the kabayis, which as we just mentioned, like avin tamura, we say lishn dachulihu. And the mefarshim debate, what does the Gemara mean? Some mefarshim say that the Gemara means that we say that that is what he meant. We define what he meant. The Chazal have the ability to define his words. So by Kotshim Mizbeach, Chazal define his word to mean Tamura. And by Kotshim by the Kabayis, Chazal define his words to be Chilul, redemption. Other mefarshim say it has nothing to do with Chazal. The manner means that a person, rather it means that a person always wants what he says should have meaning. So by kachim mizbeach, where it can mean, tamura, so we say it meant tamura. Where kachim, by the kabayis, where tamura is ineffective, and we don't want to leave his words meaningless, we say it means chilul. There's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim. When somebody does kaparis, Erev Yom Kippur, Seres Yom Tshuva, the nosach that said is zu chalifasi, zu tumurasi, zu kaparasi. And as the Mefarshim explained, we want to use three words that begins with the letters ches, tof, chof, chatoch, because that is the name of the malach that is very powerful during the Seres Yom Tshuva during Yom Kippur. The words Peseach Es Yodecho in Asheri, which we know how important that word, that pasuk is, ends with those three letters. When we say in the davening on Yom HaNeroim, HaChoisei Chayim L'chol Chay, Ches Tov Chof. The question is, what wording should we be using? Most people have the Nusach, Zu Chalifasi, Zu Tumurasi, Zu Kaparasi. But the problem with using the wording Tumurasi, point out the Mefarshim, is that Tamura, as we're learning in Amasechta, represents an Avera. So why would we say Tamurasi? And that's why many suggest that we want to use a word that begins with the letter Tof, but don't use the word Tamurasi, use the word Zutachti. However, the Mefarshim point out that that really doesn't help us much, because our Gemara just explained that Tachti also carries with it the same meaning as Tamura. So we're trying to avoid the word Tamura, so we haven't accomplished much by using the word Tachti. So how do we avoid the problem? That's why the Mefarshim say, we're careful to do kaparis on a chicken. Why are we careful to do kaparis on a chicken? Because a chicken can never be brought as a carbon. So since a chicken can never be brought as a carbon, it's never more than kosher by the kabayis. And as we just finished learning, there is no tamura by kosher by the kabayis. Therefore, it's very gishmak
we could use the word tumurasi, and it's not going to represent an aveira of tumura because we're using a chicken which isn't subject to the halacha of tumura. And now we're careful not to use tachti, because tachti is applicable by kedushas by the kabbayis, but it's not. But tumura is not applicable by kedushas by the kabbayis. So we specifically use the word tumura, and we specifically bring a chicken or fish. Both of them only have kedushas by the kabbayis. So we're there. It certainly doesn't mean the tumura, which represents, as we learned in the first Mishnah of Masechta, an aveira.